Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Fantastic, know how to flame on beats, plus that thing is automatic. Back then, used to move work through traffic, but that type of shit that'll make the fiends do a backflip. Left eye lazy, but a nigga still accurate. Take shifts, fake niggas, twist them like some backwards. Toss a handy, plus my girl sipping on some daiquiri. Niggas talking sideways, but I don't see them, they ain't backing me. Niggas won't front, cause I'll slump them in they Acura. I don't get jumped, man, I jump like I'm backed up. Where's the money? Make the money. Stack the money, wrap it, rubber band, pin the can, close the can, stash it. A hustle is a hustle, but my music is my passion. Before I was fire, I was chilling in the Aspen. You used to be fire, but now I'm clipping off your ashes. You niggas get smoked when I'm toting on this rap shit. Real top of discussion, but my mind don't pay them nothing, cause we put this day fucking high. We don't hear you pretty loud, every song's a play, man, let that beat bang. Rewind that shit back, Bill's the illest nigga live, way before and fast. I'm back fast, motherfucker better stand back. Kick, open your doors and let my mans ransack. New posters off your wall of me, get your thumbtack shit. Versatile lyrics, smell me, this is more than rap. This is for my niggas still grinding in the trap. For my 9-to-5 workers, taxes taking out they check. This is for my mommy making money when they booty clap. For my independent women flossing with they Louis bag. Me living on cloud. Nah, you can't bring me down, cause I'm feeling so high that I can't hear myself. Plus I'm playing no attention to you motherfucking clowns. You ain't making no sense, and I keep a couple bells. No, I ain't too hot, but a nigga get around. Don't be surprised when you catch me in your town.
We
are
top of discussion, but my mind don't pay them nothing, cause we put this day fucking high. We don't hear you clearly loud, every song to play, man, let that beat bang.
Put your hand in my pocket, reaching for my dub. Bitch, get your hand out my pocket. Catch me in all black like my middle name is Gothic.
Bullets hit his body like the tropics. It's T-I-W, bitch. You can't stop this. Stomp on your backbone. Tombstones, we blast out. Graveyard, cemetery. Watch the way we clap out. Body slam, chokehold. Watch the way he tap out. Wrap him up in money. He looking like a mummy. Bitch like a swallow. My kids in a tummy. I'm always fresh to death. Never see me bummy. I crack your neck, nigga, for that money. Run up on your set. Bitch, where the money? My tongue like gun plus gummy. It's the last bad bloodbath. Now bitch, ain't that funny?
We are top of discussion, but my mind don't pay them nothing, cause we put this day fucking high. We don't hear you clearly loud, every song for play, man, let that beat bang.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm busy today. Running around like crazy. But this seems to be my downtime right now. Because once this show is finished, it's back to the grind. But how was your day?
Busy as well. I had a lot on my plate. In scramble mode, me too. When we get off of this show, I got to get back to the grind. So, yeah, I know what you're going through. I wasn't running around. My ass can't run nowhere. But I had a lot going on today.
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do to make things happen. So it's all worth it. It's all worth it.
Exactly.
So you guys, we are doing a special show today. So this will be originally our Talk Tuesday show. We're going to discuss current events. When we say current events, whatever they're talking about nowadays. You know, a little something for everybody. You know, whether it is business, social media, real life stuff, you know, stuff that we are seeing on the news. We it's nowhere we're not going today. if you guys want to call in 929, you guys want to call in 5-9-8-2-3. Don't forget to press one of your telephone keypad to go live with us if you have anything to add to the topic at hand. If anybody has posted it in the groups or pages, we'll be reading off those as well. And you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to start first?
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Did you hear about, I think it was in the Bronx, actually, about the kids that that was exposed to the fentanyl stuff? One of them died?
Yeah, 4 kids exposed and sick. 1 passed. That broke my heart. Yeah.
So, and it's a school, a daycare at that. So all the children was young. The one who died was 1 year old. The thing about that is that bothers me is I used to do home daycare, but I had my setup like licensed. I had it. You know, make sure they come and they code it and you have all the things. And mine's set up like a classroom, actually. So wherever the children was that was in my daycare was completely separate from my home. You know, scheduling and everything. The reason why I decided to do it then is because my children was younger and they weren't school age, so mama got to work. So I was like, let me kill 2 birds with 1 stone and have my own child care service. That way I can make money at home and take care of my kids, because you have to really be like trusting. And I'm a worry bug when it came to going to my kids, still is. And my kids, my youngest 14. But, and so it was one of those things where it's like, you got to work. Like, parents have to work. Nowadays, child care is ridiculously high. So in between somebody trying to find child care for their children so they can work, they still needed to be affordable. And a lot of times, if people are not getting assistance from the state, they pick these home daycares. And every home, just like every, child care business like that's in a building is not equal. Same thing with the child care. But I think a lot of times some people just looking at the price. You know, they're put in a position where they have to just take what they can afford. But I hope they throw them in a tomb somewhere, lock them up, throw away the key, never for them to see the daylight again. Everybody that was in that home daycare, because you can't tell me that people are in it. It was inside a mattress or under a mattress or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping everybody is held accountable. My condolences goes out, to the families. For all the victims, because they got to be a scary thing to feel like your child is safe and you get that phone call. You know, everybody got those phone calls they don't want to get, and who you don't at. When your child is 1, you definitely don't expect to get that phone call. They're not out in the streets. They're not at a party. You know, they're not, you know, committing, you know, any type of crimes or any type of large crowds, they get.
Right.
So.
Yeah, this story really fucked with me big time. You know, I've worked in preschools and daycares as well. You know, when I first heard this story, I was praying that it was one of those situations where someone brought in somebody's kid, got a hold of somebody's shit and brought it to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more, for every day that went past, I was like, okay, these people are selling bullshit out of the daycare. So apparently, Gria Mendez is the owner and operator of the daycare, and they arrested her and her husband's cousin, Carlisto Acevedo Brito. They're both facing federal charges in connection with the suspected overdose at the Divino Nino daycare. I'm brutalizing these names, so I apologize, y'all. But make a long story short, the cops didn't arrest them right away, but they went and looked at video surveillance and saw a man coming out of the back of the daycare with a bag that had several square or rectangular-looking objects, a.k.a. bricks. All right? They recovered the video of a man leaving the center carrying plastic bags that appeared to contain three large square items. The investigators suspect were remaining kilos of fentanyl. So
okay, that was going to be my question. So they tried to hide evidence instead of worrying about somebody's child's life. They were trying to cover their ass.
Yeah, they had them in a closet on top of or under, you know, the mats where the kids lay down, take a nap. I guess that was the stash spot as the husband would move them in and out throughout the day. So they're facing federal charges of conspiracy to distribute narcotics resulting in death and possession with intent to distribute narcotics resulting in death. If convicted, they both are facing life.
I hope they are. They better be. For that community, they better be in an uproar.
Yeah, they need to juice up the electric chair. Let's cook these motherfuckers. Let's get the electric chair cooking, because this is ridiculous. There's a thousand ways you can move fentanyl, but you choose to do it in a daycare. And you put it where kids can get access to it. And just think that they had to use, what is it, the Narcan or whatever on all the kids, but one just didn't make it. So, I mean, that's where we're at now. These people should never, ever see the light of day. You know, let them spend the rest of their lives, and I hope they're very short lives. But yeah, this story really depressed the hell out of me. You know, especially, you know, fentanyl is some real serious shit that we got to have a more deeper in-depth conversation about at a later time, because it is tearing ass throughout the whole country. You know, I watched the Attorney General today sit in front of Congress talking about how bad fentanyl is. So shit, we see here in Philly, you know, it's coming from China and Mexico. We don't make that shit here. Not the shit that's on the street. So, you know, it's coming up here by the boatload, and it's hitting the streets, and it's taking people out. And the Dope Boys is going to cut it with whatever it is you're going to buy from them. They're going to press it to make it look like your favorite pill. You know, I've lost people to fentanyl. I know people who lost people to fentanyl. This has become a real, real epidemic. You don't believe me? Go on down to Kensington here in Philadelphia under the L. You'll see. So, yeah. Speaking of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said it's terrible.
Yeah. Another thing is terrible here in Philly and, of course, across the country. Remember the home health test that they're giving out to everybody?
Yep, that was going to be my
COVID?
Next thing. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
so let that be a lesson, a warning.
Yeah, you have to be mindful, and I strongly suggest everyone go to the CDC website to see, and you know, to make sure that your home test kits are accurate because they've been recalling them here in Philly. The health department recalled thousands of those home test kits, which they announced last Saturday, after finding tests were counterfeit. So, man.
I hate it here. I hate it here.
105,000 just here in Philly. That's not the whole state, but just here in Philly. So just imagine what that number looks like countrywide. So you got home. I've been hearing about the fake sites. Someone is literally creating fake testing sites, and then you got fake testing kits. So I just, what's next? And what do you get out of that? It's got to be some money in it somewhere. I'm just trying to figure out how was that happening. I mean, the kits look exactly like the ones you would get from the government, but you have to check the little code on the back of the box to make sure that they're not amongst that messed up batch. What the hell are they getting out of this shit, Queen?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, that's why I said, trying to figure out people and some people and why they do what they do, you'll lose your damn mind because I don't see what the satisfaction is because they're also putting themselves at risk. Unless it's something where, you know, somebody gets something and they're test positive or if they're selling a test, or even if they, you know, I guess trying to, I don't know. Because my thing is if you have people, it's kind of like they're negative and they're really positive, then you're still putting yourself at risk. So I don't know if it's for, if they doing some type of scam and they're getting some type of money out of it, or who are they getting these things from? You know, is it a certain type, certain group of people they're giving it to, the test to? It's just like, it makes no sense because it's not like you can dictate and decide, you know, who gets COVID or not, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, and so it's just, people are just, I just think that you just have a nice group of people that's just not shit and just like to see how much damage they can do. Because they're not white, right, or they're unhappy or whatever it is because certain things just don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Because the part is that's messing me up is this shit costs money to me. Think about it. You got to print those boxes up. You got to the packaging, the actual stuff. Even if you're putting camel piss inside of each vial, bottom line, you got to go. Nothing. None of this shit is free. And I just don't understand what are y'all getting out of this unless you are trying to fudgy some numbers somewhere.
Right.
Right. Because when you test it, of course you're going to be negative. So, are you guys, is there some asshole out there trying to, because we know COVID is spiking. I know, I got family members with it right now. Is there somebody trying to let this shit run loose again? I don't know. I'm thinking you got nothing to take a false test. I don't know. Yeah.
Were they trying to get the world shut down again? They trying to get some more of those that PUA money?
That ain't happening. That's I need black folks to hear me. I really need y'all to hear me with y'all goofy asses. Ain't nobody cutting no more checks. They still are fighting over the last batch of checks. Trump cut y'all checks. Biden came in and cut y'all more checks and threw other money to get the world open back up. That's why we outside now. Because think about it. We start shutting down in 2019, 20, 21. That's 2 years and some change that we were shut down. Biden came and got us opened up in under a year. We back outside by 2022. Because he threw money at it. People start getting a jab. I don't want to hear shit about, oh, don't trust the vaccines. Okay, everybody I know who got the vaccine is fine. Mama, Papa, and them all them fine. Yes, there were some people who got sick, but not everybody. Depends on what you got going on in your body. There's people listening to this show right now who got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know, that's what anything you take. You don't know what your body's going to react to anything.
Yeah. But the point is, since those shots came through and people are catching COVID, go home, scratch their ass, and come back to work in 5 days, ain't nobody dying. We don't got a refrigerator truck full of dead bodies anymore. They ain't closing no more. It's over. You're going to get sick. You're going to feel like shit for a couple of days, but you're going to bounce back and take your ass to work. With that being said, ain't nobody closing no more. So there ain't no need for checks. There ain't no more PPP. They might bring back a PPP, but it won't be that. It'll be for something else because it was successful overall without all the, you know, even with all the scammers. There were some people who paid it back with interest. And some people were able to take PPP money and do the right thing with it, and they were allowed for it to turn into a grant, and they produced jobs, which meant more taxes, so the government still won. So with all that, ain't nobody cutting it anymore. So all of y'all, I'm going to go vote for Trump because Trump cut checks. Yeah, Biden cut checks too. His first month in with your dumb asses. So, I don't know. That's my rant, Queen. I'm sorry. I get a little worked up.
Okay. Got to be said. But COVID is real. People didn't believe it before. It didn't go anywhere. People would think just because we got to come outside and went somewhere, it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
So still taking precautions. And now since it's coming back, you know, if you stop taking certain precautions, start back taking certain precautions. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't care about yourself, think about the people around you, the elderly people, our children, you know, the grandbabies. Think about everybody else, your parents, stuff like that. So, okay.
Yeah. Eh, we got to – some things you can't be selfish about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. All right, what else you got?
Are we ready to get ratchet?
oh, shit.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about this, and I ain't going to talk too much about this because people keep asking my opinion on it. Every time something happened with these folks, somebody asked me my opinion about it. My opinion is not going to change about it just because some people change their mind or make excuses. But, okay. People have to realize the whole blue face. What's his name? Jaden and Krishan. That whole thing is, the more y'all talk about, because some people do not care how they get famous or how they make money, long as they're making it and long as their name is in people's mouths. When they go live and they get the views or whatever the case may be, in the rants and put their business all up there and then ask for people to stay out their business and mind their business, they're doing it because they're making money off of it. And however they're going to be able to manipulate you, they're going to do it. Everybody's unpopular opinion. People think Blueface is the bad guy when he's letting them know exactly what it is. I didn't say he was a good man. I didn't say that. The bad guy and a good man is two different things. I didn't say he's a good man because he dogs women out. But he's not the bad guy in it because he let them know exactly what it is. And that go back to that conversation, you know, we be having when people think they could change somebody or they thinking they oh so different. Or when it's the other person, they laugh and he-ha-ha-ha-ha. But then when it comes spin back around the block to them, and that karma come and bitch smack them, and now it's woe with me, and they crying. No, same thing. They seem to forget how that relationship started. They was in a house. He had a Blueface Club reality thing that he had. That's where she was on it. The baby, Kashawn was on it. The baby mother was on it. Everybody knew he was messing with the baby mother. The girl still was sleeping well, and Kashawn thought she was special. Which she wasn't. Which she has, because she don't love that man. She's addicted to the fame and the money. Because even before all of this, you know the internet will find your interviews and stuff. Now they got interviews of her saying, "Any means necessary." She gonna be famous and she gonna make money. She said, "Anything for the money. It's all for the money." So if that takes her life crashing down at a fast spiral, then that's what she's going to do, because people have to realize is certain people have no morals or shame when it comes to that dollar. And those are people you got to watch out for. So when she bashing them in the head with Hennessy bottles and smacking and wilding out and attacking everybody because she said, oh, I can hit somebody because I know security going to grab and not let them hit me back. So when she doing all of that, y'all excusing that behavior. No matter what you do, y'all excuse the behavior. But let him do something, he ain't shit. Or, oh, he's hurting Kershawn. He's making a mockery out of all this. That whole baby thing back and forth. Y'all do know they have a reality show, right? And it was filming season 2 doing all this. The baby mother, at first she was innocent in it. She was at first. But then when she got her little, quote-unquote, her little man back, I think she thought it was real. But once you let him pull you to a point where you are, you know, taking jabs at the girl and talking about the girl and, ha-ha, this my man and all this other stuff, forget your baby and all of that, he home now, that's when you became the problem too. Because I'm pretty sure the same thing he was telling her, he was telling you. Now he's back. She did all that. You know, so now supposedly the latest thing was, oh, Kashawn is saying she might change the baby name to Blueface Jonathan Jr. now. Well, she did all that, said Kashawn Jr. Oh, we one big happy family now. She's going to bring the baby so they can see the baby, the old baby mother and all of that. He was going to church and broadcast every time she went to church and all that other stuff, like she changed. She didn't change. She just knew how to play the people according to what they wanted to hear at that moment. And that's just that. Because she couldn't wait till he decided to be bothered with her to put a video with her, the baby, and him laying in the bed together talking about me with my babies. But before you had the baby, you ain't want him. You ain't want nothing to do with him. He wasn't nothing and all this other stuff.
So,
that's what I'm going to say on that, girl. You make the head smack, just about to explode.
I know three things about these people. One, I hate them all. Two, they make a pretty good sex tape. And three, they on some ghetto-ass network that I'm never, ever going – they're never going to get a penny out of me. Right?
Well, see, I don't watch it on that. I just say it on Facebook.
Yeah, I would rather sweep Broad Street with my toothbrush than to fucking watch the Zeus Network or – isn't these the same people where he threatened her dad or smacked the shit out of her dad or something? Or am I mixing them up with
somebody? First of all, I don't want somebody that I'm with. I want some. If somebody on the street even look at my mama wrong, they got a big problem. Not only her kids, but her grandkids. And her grandkids can't. They gonna have to call. Then y'all not gonna be able to come outside. Y'all going back on lockdown. For sure. But yeah, it's ridiculous. Like I said, it's the things that people will scoop to, just scoop so low just to get a following, because people, they just eat it up. They make money on those things. He got an OnlyFans. People leaking the stuff on him, and they like, oh, well, that's why they acting so dumb. I wish the heck I see if you if listen, ain't nothing like that. Ain't no man, no penis gonna have me acting a fool, letting you hook my dad and everything else, walking around with a whole missing tooth, a missing tooth. You got some tooth knocked out over this dude, and you sitting there looking a damn fool. Go to the dentist, girl, and get that tooth put back in. You look crazy.
Hey, man.
Sounding like she like 2 seconds from a machine.
I need the two of them to keep their black asses out of my porn category, okay? When I go to my Twitter, I go for some good porn. I don't need to see Blueface and Christiana Moore, whatever the fuck her name is. I just don't. I was on it for 20 minutes yesterday, and I couldn't even get through 20 minutes without her and some girl in the bathroom kissing. Now, I'm okay with that. It's just me knowing that it's this these birds. It just blew my whole everything. I couldn't even enjoy it. All right? Everybody and their mama are producing content in the sex world. Get your, stay your asses out of that space. Okay? I like filth. I like foul shit. I don't need y'all mixing in your ghetto ratchetness into my foul shit. Damn.
I didn't know they had good porn because that little tape that she tried to leak, her thing, trash. First of all, I'm surprised he let her do that. Like, I hope the skin ain't getting caught in that tooth miss, that missing tooth. That's all I swear, that's all I think about when I see certain people's mouths. I'm like, damn. I wonder if that affects their performance, but whatever.
That old snagger tooth. It'll
just sit there
and smile hard
in the camera. Exactly, just looking a damn fool and chill. Talking about, oh,
you know,
I'm a mother now. We a big family, but oh, can we shoot the fade? Well, make up your mind. Y'all one big family, and you over it, or you want to shoot the fade? Or you want to bring the baby around in nonsense, because you still was doing a reality show, being a whole bunch of, around a whole bunch of drinking and fighting and partying while you was pregnant.
I want to shoot
now,
them all up. I want to fade
don't
the
ask
ass
me
off
about
the
this stuff no more. Y'all do not.
Yeah,
next person ask me about those folks, put you on blast on Queen Rob's Reality Talk. I'm going to tag you in the Reality Talk Network group. I am going to get you. I said my piece. Don't want to talk about it anymore. Now on to more ratchet news. Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is looking bad. Did you see that mugshot?
Yeah. He looked like me when I was on the inside.
Sure.
I got news for you. Everybody look like that.
Yo, that's why I can't.
You got about you got about 3 days of looking normal, and after that, man, that new growth come, and that lineup ain't lining up no more, and you ain't got no. Yep, look, the commissary is rough. You ain't nobody hit them books, so you can go see a jail barber. Yeah, you looking crazy.
Right.
He looks crazy. Yeah, and I did see that.
Look, first of all, am I doing a show? I had to do a double look because I'm like, who that? Because I thought it was just like, you know how people be like, oh, look who got locked up with some, like, and I'm just thinking it was somebody she knew. She said, no, that's her. I said,
I'm okay with it. Let him keep his black ass. Let him do his time. Put him on a bus or the boat or the plane and drop his ass back to Canada.
So,
fuck him.
So my question is, that's what I was about to ask. My question is, because I'm not really, you know, off street savvy or whatever when it comes to certain things. So he's going to do his 10 years and then still get deported?
Yes. He got to get deported because he
just deport me now. Like, if that was if his money is, like, this is crazy. Like, take me to the jail over there. Like, y'all going to make as much money off of me over here as y'all can. Use me up and spit me out and then kick me back over the border.
First of all,
that's what I understand about people. But...
No, what I'm saying, there's no guarantee that if they just...
Oh.
If they just pack him up and send him back, Canada, he's never going to do a day of jail, right?
Okay.
So you do your time here where you committed your crime, and then you take your little goofy ass over there. He's been given too many breaks, yo. I'm not a fan of dudes waving guns around women. I'm not a fan of dudes having guns around women and that them shits ain't secured properly. If it's your gun and she got shot, even if you ain't pulled the trigger, you still responsible. You're the king. You know what I mean? You're a man. You're supposed to always be in charge. When you got your gun, you have to be more on point than pop. Than you're out there at a fucking Jenner's drunk and wilding out and she gets shot. Fuck out of here.
So old girl just gonna skate. She wanted to skate. They're not gonna put no charges in that order.
No, and I think it's important that we need to recognize something. This is why we need to stay off of the Tasha K's and off of YouTube and off the internet with this shit, because she was never brought up on any charges. Everything you heard about her came from where? From social media. Nobody official, nobody with a badge, nobody with any credentials, nobody who does this for a living, some motherfuckers off social media. Shit that he's letting slip out. So.
And yeah, and what's the name? She touched base on it a little bit, Megan, but not too much. Because remember, she was quiet for mad long until she wanted to come out with this song, and then they went to travel and everything like that. But
yeah, because her lawyers told her to shut the fuck up.
Her lawyer said, shut up and let us. Now, when we win, then you can run your mouth.
Yeah, now she's on the media tour. She just did an interview and probably going to do another one and another one. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Move on with the next chapter of your life, man. This is all stupid shit.
Right.
This is why you can't get your news off
music.
The internet.
If that's the one you got out now. Come out with some music.
Yeah. Yeah, that bongo.
Because I am a Megan fan.
That bongo shit with her and Cardi. I ain't a fan of the song, but I love the video.
That's why I let you know. My song, trash. I don't care. I don't want me all day long. Anybody out there. Trash.
Yeah.
Now the video, no, it's the Megan for me.
Yeah,
I could care less about Cardi, but it's the Megan for me. But that's a whole other story.
Fellas, go check that video out if you ain't seen it. Good stuff. That song is ass.
So what else?
It
is. They're gonna hype it up though, but. It's whatever.
Yeah, you got any more ratchet news? You got like 20 minutes left.
I was saying I was going to talk about, but I can't remember right now because that whole the young drugged up drunken version of Peter, what's her name, Amina Butterfly and Tyra from Love and Hip Hop. That's all they act like. That's just giving me those vibes all day. So it just threw me all off because whatever they do it for the kids. That's all she kept saying. Or whatever. I don't. You have any
I got a couple things. A couple things I want to run through real quick. Elon Musk.
Oh,
he
my
fucked
God.
Up Twitter so bad. He done fucked up Twitter
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, first of all, why did you change the name and the logo? That's what I'm saying. Rich people with money that don't have nothing better to do than just play around with shit.
That's what that is.
Well,
he try to control
one. And the messed up part is he overpaid for the company. Was Twitter failing? No.
Mm-hmm.
But was Twitter printing money like TikTok and Facebook is? No. They were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought it, fired the people that make the shit work, didn't replace them with people at a cheaper rate. Then he started making changes. Then he opened up the floodgates to where every racist and psychopath who loves to say the word nigger literally broke the world record in the word nigger on Twitter in one day. And now all the advertisers felt, you know, they all fell back. So in his grand scheme of things, he's going to rebrand it under the name X because, you know, he has SpaceX where he's sending people to the fucking space or whatever. This is a guy with a lot of money who has an innovative mind, don't know his ass from his elbow when it comes to social media, but bought it, overpaid for it, with other people's money, by the way. The richest man in the world had to go get somebody else's money to pay for this bullshit, and it's failing. And to make matters worse, he now announces within the last day or so, it comes out that he's saying that it's going to eventually require a small monthly subscription. So I got to pay.
Nobody paying that.
I got to pay? It's bad enough you started charging people for the blue check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so did Mark
now.
Zuckerberg. He did the same thing. Yeah, the blue checks mean nothing on Facebook or Instagram unless you had it for years, and we know you had it for years. You come popping up with a blue check, we know you pay for it. So that little special recognition club is out the window now. That's why I tell my clients who have the numbers to justify blue check, I tell them don't worry about it. It don't mean shit anymore. They offering me a blue check, and I think I got like 5,000 followers on one of my accounts. That ain't no blue check worthy. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, man, it don't mean anything anymore. You know, so, but just to think that he started charging for the, you know, Twitter Blue, which will give you more than 600, it ain't capped how many people you can see. If you got basic Twitter, you can see about 600 people. Now, who the fuck needs to see 600 people? Who's looking anything more than 50 to 100? But, hey, if you want to see more than 600 people, pay us a monthly subscription. Now, for you basics, you're going to pay a little small something. Why? Because everybody backed out of it. It's privately owned. It's not on the stock market anymore like that. And all the advertisers don't want to do business with a child of the apartheid. He's a South African child of the apartheid. He's a fucking racist. This is the same piece of shit that had black people suing Tesla for being harassed. They were called niggers. They were literally berated every day at work. Can you imagine you going to work and you got white people talking shit to you about the color of your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Get the bail money.
Look
baby.
It up.
If it's even going to pay bail.
So all them bull, I'm going to get a Tesla. Ooh, I got a Tesla. Fuck Tesla. I don't give
right.
a damn them things. I don't care if a Tesla going to give me another 5 inches of dick. I don't want it. Fuck them. I don't want nothing from a known racist. And he knew about it. He didn't do anything about it. So that means you're complicit in it. Fuck him. And the only reason why I'm still on Twitter, because that's still the undisputed porn champion over the last 3 years. Now,
you know what?
I'm not
even. I don't even remember my Twitter information. I haven't used my Twitter in I don't know how long. For the court, and, I mean, to the sources, that's where everything is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And
y'all know
that's
I'm
what Black Twitter is. Black Twitter's there. That's where the fun happens. It used to be. It ain't happening no more because he killed it. You know? So, but yeah, I had to bring that up because a lot of people who rely on Twitter on a daily basis are going to be pissed. Couple of serious news stories. Try to knock these out real quick. Got 13 minutes. Recall the news story last year, back last October, the story of Shanquella Robinson, the young lady from Charlotte, North Carolina, who died after going to Mexico with her friends, and they came back. She didn't, and it looked like they killed her. Well, apparently Tubi has some kind of show, some kind of series called Street Legal, where they are using Shanquella's identity and her untimely death without the permission of the family. So the family is following a cease and desist order. And I bring this up because this is another tale. We laugh and we joke about how shitty Tubi movies are, but Tubi will put a ham sandwich on that shit. No guardrails, they don't care. This is there's still justice to be had in this case. And they're not even waiting for that. They're just going to fucking just go and use this to get ratings, to make money. At some point, we're going to have
and
to check Tubi,
too. I actually watched that show. I actually watched that little series. And I watched it before people started saying on Facebook, like, oh, it's, you know, I mean, you can, when you watch it, you're going to see exactly what it is. Like, they didn't change very much details. You know, they made a change the name, but they was in Cabo. Like, everything pretty much was the same on how it played out, except for the justice. In the end of the episode, but it was on one episode. Like, every episode is like a different case because it's a tale about a brother and sister that's lawyers. They got a law firm. And that was one of the cases that came on. Now, had they waited? Had they talked to the family? I wouldn't see anything wrong with the episode. It just ended how everybody wish it would have ended. But they did it in poor taste. Poor taste.
Yeah.
But because they do that. And I listen, I love these low budget movies. I watch them on Tubi every day. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I got a list. I put stuff on my list. And it got some poor quality movies, but they're good. The concept is good. But they got some good stuff on there too. But if you look, it's a list of stuff. Anything that happens, somebody jump and make a movie out of it. People's divorce cases, people, it's like every little thing. But yeah, they did that in very, very poor taste. They also should have spoken to the family because nobody wants to turn on a TV or watch a picture and it's featuring something that happened to your loved one. And as you mentioned, that's still not over. No justice has been served yet.
I
get on y'all on another show.
I hope they sue. I hope they sue the living shit out of Tubi. I want them to sue Tubi so bad they go back to selling, putting their shit on DVDs and mixtapes. I want them broke. I'm serious, and I'm sorry because I have friends who have roles in movies on Tubi. Some of them listen to this show, but if we're going to be doing this, being exploitative, just to get to a bag, then fuck these people. I have no patience for that shit. We don't need it. Fuck these people. All right, moving on. Okay, there's nothing like racism in Texas. You know how much I love Texas, Queen. Fucking Texas. So apparently, a young brother by the name of Daryl George, a junior at the Barbers Hill High School in Texas, has faced suspension twice in a row due to his hairstyle. Despite the state's recent anti-discrimination legislation, the school argued that it wasn't an act of discrimination. Now, I've heard this mom on various black radio programs. Backdrop is the state came up with an anti-legislation because they got tired of paying out from the racist acts. You can sue. The state pays out. The municipalities pay out. Literally a week after the legislation passed, the school does this to this brother. Now, mind you, his locks didn't get any longer, any shorter. They were the same. The legislation passed. Then they said, oh, they came up with some bullshit excuse because he used to wear them rubber band up so they're off his face. He came to school with them hanging, suspended him the first time. Went home. After mom went back and forth, he came back. He had them, you know, strapped up or whatever, so they're not covering his face because the school rules they couldn't come past your eyebrow or some bullshit, and they suspended him again. It's 2023, and they're still suspending us because of our hairstyles. And this young brother, his dad has locks. His grandfather has locks. His great-grandfather has locks. They explained this to the school. This is a part of his culture. Mom breaks it down, and they didn't give a shit and then say, okay, well, no, this ain't got nothing to do with discrimination. This is fucking Texas. This is the same state that bans black books. This is the same state that takes brown people who come across the border and come out of the facility, they put them on a bus and send them up here to Philly and send them to New York. And 20-degree weather, Christmas Eve, at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is the shit they've been doing for years. These are the kind of people we're dealing with. So it's like we have to be paying attention. They don't want you to know your history. They don't want you to wear your history on your head. There's no, this isn't a coincidence. This is racist policies that are being projected on our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in certain places, nothing is ever going to change. Especially when you have the people that's in control, that's condoning it, agreeing with it, you know, and just letting it happen, letting people get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I am not built for the South. I'm not. I'm not built mentally. They'll probably shoot my black ass the first day I'm down there. I have visited the South. I've done Arkansas. I've done St. Louis. I've done North Carolina. I've recently done Florida. I'm great to visit. I couldn't live in the South. I'm just not built for it. It's tough enough living up here in the North dealing with racist pieces of shit. I damn sure ain't going to deal with it down there. I'm looking at a story where a band leader, a black band leader in Alabama at a college gets tased by white cops because he didn't move the band out the way fast enough or whatever the fuck it is. There's, you
wow.
know, so it's we're just.
You can't do your job.
Yeah.
Can't go to school, can't do your job, can't walk the streets. What can you do?
Yeah.
You can't go out and have fun. What can you do?
Yeah. So y'all keep that in mind when y'all hear these stories about, you know, there's over it, things gotten better. Things have changed and things have improved in some areas. But what they did was they figured out different ways to be discriminatory and be bigoted against you. With other than the crazy Trump people, the smart ones hide it and they do it through policy. Like the old saying is that the KKK took off the hoods and they went and put on suits and ran for president. And they ran for state office. They ran for federal office.
Mm-hmm.
They're on your board.
Positions of power.
Yeah. They become city council reps. They become mayors. They become people who run your schools. You know, so just imagine they're not allowing your kids to learn black history. Slavery didn't happen. And it was an involuntary servitude. So, but that's another story. All right, we got about 2 minutes, Queen. Let's get on up out of here. I got to rest these old dogs.
Thanks for everybody who shared the flyers. Welcome to the new listeners, to new people who are following the pages, people who are real part of the group or the pages. Feel free to invite people. If you have any show ideas, feel free to send them to us, or if you have any questions, so your questions can be answered on the advice segment, anonymous if you choose to be, or it can be answered in our Q&A session. Facebook is Queen Vibes Reality Talk, and Instagram is
Queen Vibes
Reality
Talk.
Reality Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Some shout outs,
Yeah, real quick shout out to everybody who tuned in. We appreciate y'all. We really, really appreciate you. Shout out to Auntie Sugar. Shout out to Team NAF. And everybody else who shared and listened in. Also, if you have nothing to do this Saturday night, come on down to 36 West Gerard Avenue over at J.J. Mullins for the Putting in Work Presents the We in the Kitchen All You Can Eat is a hip-hop and R&B showcase. Go holler at Al Bills and the Putting in Work team. Say what's up to Keshana K as she performs. Along with a whole host of others, and it might even be a little comedy in there. So I hope everybody checks that out. $10 at the door, Queen. $10.
Oh, let me see if I can get the girls together. They keep telling me to bring in the Philly.
Oh, yeah.
That might sound like a plan. All
right.
Okay. Yeah. So... that concludes our show for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with our Q&A session, part one. I hope y'all ready. I mean, we ready. We stay ready. Y'all keep us on our toes. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.